Good morning. If you're listening, you've made it to Friday. And we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. From one end of the week to the other, we are here.
We are. And as long as it lasts, it's nice.
Indeed it is. And we appreciate everyone who listens to us each morning. Let's start with the New York State Capitol. Why not? The legislative session is now likely, Alan, to go into next week as Governor Cuomo and lawmakers have agreed to renew New York City's rent laws for 5 days as they struggle to reach final deals on that and the other remaining issues in session.
Well, you know, it's a very interesting situation. There's nothing that matters more to most people in New York City, especially those who rent, and there's a lot of them, than what we call rent stabilization, used to be called rent control laws. And as a result of this, people are scared to death because there is no vacancy in Manhattan whatsoever, and Brooklyn is getting just as bad or worse, that they're going to lose their apartments and that the landlords will come in. They'll decontrol them, meaning that one of four or five different things can happen. They make too much money or whatever, and they'll lose their apartments. And every year, the landlords get together, and they hire lawyers, they hire lobbyists, and they try to make this thing go their way. They also give tremendous amounts of money to political campaigns. And, you know, we're talking about Republicans, we're talking about the governor, and to some extent, we're certainly talking about some key Democrats in the legislature. But if the Republicans aren't careful, they're only in control by a vote or two, depending on who's coming over from the Democrats to help them out. If the Republicans aren't careful, they're going to be out. I think when Hillary Clinton runs for office, it's almost indisputable that they're going to be out because so many Democrats show up to vote. My sense of the whole thing is that Republicans are going to lose. They know it. They've got a couple of key Republican senators in the New York region. And if people get angry enough, those guys are out if their conference votes the wrong way on rent control. So it's a very, very tough thing. The assembly refuses to give way. The governor has clearly been in intense negotiations with them over it, but they are not going to stop because it's the one thing that could get them into real political trouble in New York. So salient is the issue.
Let's turn to a disturbing issue, and that is the church shooting in Charleston, South Carolina. Dylan Storm Roof, the suspect, has been captured. Happened yesterday. He's suspected of killing 9 people at a prayer meeting at a historic black church in the city's downtown area. Well, Alan, the issue is stark, and the President Obama weighed in on it yesterday and said at some point we as a country will have to reckon with the fact that this type of mass violence does not happen in other advanced countries. Obama said he doesn't happen in other places with this kind of frequency, and it is in our power to do something about it.
It is. It's in our power to do something about a lot of things. The fact that the atmosphere is warming up, the fact that we bury our heads in the sand on this and here, we all know what we're talking about here, some rational way of keeping guns out of the hands of people who are unstable. I don't know whether that would have happened here, but I do know that we have to make an effort. It hasn't been done. The NRA is extraordinarily powerful in this country. We see Sandy Hook. We see terrible events like this happening. And yet we turn away and we don't do anything. I talked to Senator Chris Murphy about it, who really is a leader on this from Connecticut. And we've talked to the congressional people who think it's so important. It just defies my imagination that we would turn around and not do what we need to do to make this right.
To Texas, where the Supreme Court says they can reject Confederate flag license plates.
This is an interesting one. The people who complained wanted a Confederate flag on their license plates, and whatever we call their Bureau of Motor Vehicles said, no, you can't have it. They said, no, this is free speech. You should have to do it because we want it, and that's free speech. The court, by one vote, and interestingly, with Clarence Thomas coming over to the progressive side on this one, said, no, you can't. It's not free speech.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Have a great weekend, Alan, and to all the listeners.
You too, David, and to all the people who will just have a little relaxation.